Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
We read some very interesting anecdotes about D.L. Moody thanks to BibleStudyTools.com. When D.L. Moody was a little boy, he went to a certain school in New England with a lot of unruly boys. The headmaster was quick-tempered and always kept a rattan. Life was, if you don't do this and don't do that, I'll punish you. He remembers being punished many times by getting the cane across his back. The headmaster used to rule that school by the law. By the way, can you believe people are selling these old school canes on eBay? One of the guys who works here got chills when he saw them again, a reminder of the day in grade 6 when he was flicking rubber bands and was sent to the office and got 6 of the best across his fingers, holding out that trembling hand. Maybe we can open up a debate one day as to whether the cane is appropriate punishment or not for naughty school kids. I remember the Bible verse, spare the rod, spoil the child. We might look at that one day down the track. I'm sure there'll be varied responses. Anyway, after a while at D.L. Moody's school, there was somebody who began a movement in favour of controlling the school by love. Many people said, you can never do that with those unruly boys. Moody remembers how the kids thought of the good time they'd be able to have when the rattan would be out of the school. They thought it meant they'd have all the fun they wanted. He remembers the teacher. It was a lady, and she opened the school with prayer. The kids hadn't seen it done before and were impressed, especially when she prayed that she might have grace and strength to rule the school with love. Well, one day the rules were broken, and the perp was Moody himself. She told him to wait after school and then she would see him. He thought the rattan was coming out for sure, but when the time came, he didn't see the rattan. She sat down beside him and told him how she loved him and how she had prayed to be able to rule that school by love. She concluded by saying, I want to ask you one favour. If you love me, try and be a good boy. Moody never gave her trouble again. She just put him under grace. And that's what the Lord does. God is love, and he wants us all to love him. I'm Aaron Wright.